You know? Little slip. Broken neck. Not so self-made anymore, are you? Things happen. Bad things. I pray for God's mercy. Because look around you. There are many on whom the mercy of God is spread very thin. I want a heaping helping of mercy. Because I know I need it. Let's never lose sight of that. God is ready to be merciful if we will believe. If we can believe, if it is given to us to believe, we will partake of his mercy. But it all comes from God. It all comes from him. It's all his doing. So after Jesus had, you know, Mark gives us a real quick treatment, the resurrection. I mean, there's not a lot said here. A lot of people make a lot in verse, I'm going to go back to verse 16 real quick. They make a lot of the fact that it says, he that believeth not shall be damned. Notice it doesn't say is not baptized. Well, if you don't believe, you're not going to get baptized either, duh. Of course not. It doesn't need to be mentioned twice. Besides, what's the matter? You can, if you don't believe and you get baptized, you can believe. If you believe, you'll be baptized. If you believe, there's no way you're not going to get baptized. There's no way you're not going to get baptized. If you believe in this Jesus Christ, you're going to be baptized because you believe. If you believe not, you might be baptized. You might. I don't know. For some weird reason, you might get baptized. But that's not enough to save you. And you might not be baptized. But there's one thing for certain. If you believe, you will be baptized. So that's why he that believes and is baptized. The baptism doesn't need to be tied to the believing not. Because all you got to do is disbelieve. And when I know if you don't believe, you're probably not going to be baptized. But you might. But that's not enough. From the mercy and grace of God, then comes faith. We are saved by grace through faith, as Paul wrote. Jesus Christ is set down on the right hand of God, waiting till his enemies shall be made his footstool. We do not see all things already put under his feet, but they are. Just as we do not see ourselves completely having overcome sin yet, but we will. Because we already have, in him, by his blood. The work is finished. We need only be diligent to take hold of it. Be diligent to make our calling and election sure. That we might know that we're saved. Because that we see the works of God happening in us. It's not a question of earning salvation. It's a question of being assured. You want to be sure you're going to go to heaven? Don't repeat after me. Do what I tell you to do and you will be sure. I can't tell you, you know, they always love to say, you want to be sure you're going to go to heaven? Repeat after me. I am a sinner. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the resurrection. Now you're saved. I trust in you and you alone and your sacrifice on the cross for your shed blood to cleanse me of my sins and for my salvation. And that alone and nothing else. And now I know I'm going to be, they think that actually by denying they have anything else that they ought to do, that somehow there's a virtue in that. Because faith alone. But as I always point out, the only passages in the Bible that say faith alone or faith without works all deny that faith alone is enough to save. Because faith being alone is dead. Faith is never alone. That's the point. You can't be saved by faith alone. Because faith isn't alone. Faith is never alone. Faith always has faith too. From faith to faith. Faith alone would be like an instant of faith. And they think literally that an instant of faith can save you. It can because they look at the thief on the cross. But God doesn't have to accept that. The thief on the cross had no extra opportunities. And I guess I'm way ahead because that's in Luke. But we got to cover these things because I know they run through people's minds. And I got to go up against these false gospels that are out there. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. I want God to perform signs. To testify that the gospel I teach is true. And maybe there's something yet more I have to learn. You know, I've learned a lot. And over time, the things that I understood to be true have changed. I was once a student of the Shepherd's Chapel and Dr. Murray. And boy, I've changed my opinion. And maybe yet I have something more to learn. And I have this confidence in my faith that I see the progression. That I've added to my faith virtue. and I'm going to perfect virtue and add to that knowledge, temperance, godliness, etc. These things are all going to be added to me. I already see them, the beginnings of them being added to me. And many things added to me very solidly. So I know that if I'm not receiving signs because I yet lack something, God is going to give it to me. Because I'm still looking for something more. I still need something more. And until the day I complete my mission in life, and I am offered on the altar of sacrifice for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is given unto me not only to believe, but to suffer for his name's sake. Until that day, I will continue to seek a little something more, so I can be more like him, so I can have a better understanding, and I counsel you to do the same.